Welcome back to the WRAM Morning Show. Join me in the studio this morning. I got some kids from Monmouth Roseville High School. They got a big, big play coming up this weekend. It is Once Upon a Mattress. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Nice and early. Well, it's not too early. You guys have almost headed to school anyway,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not too bad. All right, so who wants to step up and tell me about this show? Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi.
You've been chosen by everybody to do this, right?
Hi, I'm Emerson Martin. So basically,
without giving any spoilers away,
Once Upon a Mattress is about a kingdom that has a prince, a mute king, and a really talkative queen. And they're trying to find a princess for their son, but they've been through all the eligible ones. And then one comes along the way, and you got to figure that out.
That one we'll just let go, right? This is a pretty famous play, right?
Yeah.
It's based off of Princess and the Pea.
Okay. It says in the thing off the Facebook page, this launched the career of Carol Burnett. I mean, that's right? I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Which one is playing the part that Carol Burnett played? Do you have any idea off the top of your head? I don't know what part she played in this.
Would that be Winifred?
I have no idea.
We'll get Carol on the phone right now.
Yeah.
See what part she played. All right, well, I'm just actually going to have you guys step up one at a time and give what character you're playing and maybe a little background on your character. So go ahead and step right on up here.
All right, it's Emerson again, and I actually am not in the play.
Okay.
I direct the play.
Nice.
I am assistant director. And just basically I've been doing this since sophomore year.
I was going to say, is this your first directing? Have you
no.
ever been?
I was stage manager all of sophomore year, and then I got, like, you could say promoted last year.
And did the promotion come with a hefty raise?
No. No, it did not.
No.
But, yeah.
Have you ever been on the stage before? Or you've always just spent time behind the scenes?
I mean, during rehearsals, I'll fill in for people sometimes, but that's as close as I get.
Well, that...
Except for, like, in middle school during... I went to ICS.
Okay.
So every kid has to be on stage at
sure.
ICS.
Sure.
So I'd be on that, but that's about it.
Good. Now, do you like the directing thing? Obviously, you kind
of
liked it.
Yeah, I like being bossy.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Did anybody else shake their head when she said that?
But I'm good at it.
Good. Is this something maybe you want to do then?
Yeah. I was seeing about producing and all that, but I'm still not sure yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What's the future hold for you then? You going to go to college?
I'm going to go to Sandberg.
Okay, good. That's a good place to start. They don't have any kind of dramatic drama thing over there, do they?
They have a theater department.
Okay.
They do. But I'm mainly going over there to focus on my gen eds.
Good. What do you want to do then? What's your future hold for you?
Right now I'm telling people I want to produce like musicals and plays and maybe movies, but I might change my mind in a week. I don't know.
Right. I always say it. I'm 56. Yeah. I don't know what I want to do with my life yet. I got plenty of time. Well, thank you, Emerson. Go ahead and step up there. What part do you play? Introduce yourself to the folks.
I'm Lorelei Weidman, and I'm playing Princess Winifred.
Okay. Now, tell us a little about your character a little bit.
Well, she's very out there. Definitely, she's very loud. She's not your typical princess.
Not the prototypical princess.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. Not very mannered.
Yeah, have you enjoyed playing this part then?
Oh, definitely. It's a lot of fun.
How many have you done this your whole high school career? You guys are all you're all seniors, is that right? Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Have you done this your whole
pretty much,
high school? So how many probably productions is this for you? Approximately.
Think this one is number 8.
Number 8. Wow. One of your favorites maybe?
Definitely.
Is
for
it really?
Sure. It's a lot of fun.
Good. Good. Has everything went well so far?
There's been bumps, yeah, but it's going pretty good, I think.
Good. Ready to do it tonight? You guys ready to go on stage tonight and it would be fine? A little hesitation there and a lot of head shaking. Not quite yet.
Not quite. We'll be ready when you have an audience.
Maybe Wednesday.
The director says, yeah.
Maybe Wednesday.
So what's the future hold for you then?
I think I'm going to start off at Carl Sandburg.
Okay. Theater department or?
Probably.
Good. Are you on stage quite a bit? Is this a pretty big part?
Yep.
I would think so. Is this probably your biggest part or no?
I'd say so, yeah.
Good. You've enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's been a ton of fun.
Good. Miss Agar's treating you guys good?
Yep.
Good. Yeah, of course she does. Of course she is. All right. Well, thank you very much. Step right up there. Tell us about the part you play.
My name is Mercy Bennett, and I play Lady Meryl.
Okay. Tell us about the part a little bit.
She is one of the ladies in waiting. And that's really about it. There's really not anything else to it.
No. How many is this for you? Have you done this your whole?
If I'm counting correctly, would only be my third one. Because a lot of the times I'll say I'll do it, and then I never audition for them. But this time I did.
Well,
yes.
Good. Are you glad you did?
Mm-hmm.
I've said this almost every time we've had this interview with before the productions. They cut track out when I was in high school way back in the mid-'80s. So I thought, what am I going to do in the spring? So I jumped into a couple of, we only had one a year back in the old days at Yorkwood. I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I did it. And kind of the same thing for you, I'm guessing, right? You're so glad you did it.
Yeah, I really am.
Good. Something maybe you want to do in the future?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. Where are you going?
Definitely Carl.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I still don't know what to do. I think I might go into law enforcement, but I'm still trying to figure that out right now.
Well, you can use some drama in law enforcement, right? You put up with a lot of drama. Put up with a lot of drama when you're in law enforcement. Well, good. Good for you. All right. Who else we got?
Hi, I'm Mateo. I play the king.
Okay. Tell us about your part a little bit.
My part is a very interesting part to play because I'm mute. So it's a lot of acting.
Right.
I, like, mime everything.
Well, I mean, how's that been? How's that process been?
A challenge, but I got there.
Good. That would be different. Yeah, just trying to, you know, convey everything without speaking. Wow, very cool. Did you have to do any extra studying for a part like that or no?
It took a lot of, like, practicing, like, different movements and whatnot, so a little.
Good.
Learning how to be quiet.
Learning how to be quiet, too. I'm not very good at that either.
Wow. You got a good spot for radio, then. You can't be quiet in radio. How many productions is this for you, then?
Oh, throughout my entire life, I think this is, like, my 11th production.
Wow. One of your favorites, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many through the years. It seems like every time I bring kids in before production, like, yes, this has been my favorite one. Then the next one rolls on. Yes, this has been my favorite one. Are you on stage quite a little bit?
I would say yeah.
Yeah? More than you've been in the past, or have you had roles that's been on the stage a lot more?
I think this is a little more than roles in the past.
Okay. Is there any singing in this?
There's a lot of singing.
Okay. I was going to say, I talked to a lot of you kids during the solo ensemble here a couple Saturdays ago. So, all right, what's the future hold for you then?
I plan on majoring in creative writing.
Good. You'll be very good at that. Good for you. All right, well, thank you. Step right on up here. Who we got next? Introduce yourself.
I'm Rachel Gowett, and my character is Lady Maybelle.
Tell us about that a little bit.
She's a French girl, and she's a lady in waiting. That's basically it.
That's basically it. Okay. How many productions is this for you?
Being in the show first, I was in 12 Angry Drawers as walking the light bulb.
Okay, so this is your first on stage? Your first on stage. How's that been?
Fun.
Good. Yeah, you glad you did it?
Yeah.
Good. For anybody out there that's listening, like, man, I think I might want to do this. Maybe I don't. Just kind of give them some advice. Do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
All right, well, good. What's the future hold for you then?
Carlos Sandburg.
Okay. Is theater going to be maybe? Have you got the bug? You got the theater bug?
Probably.
Good. Good for you. Good. All right, go ahead and step up. Who else we got here?
Hi, I'm Essence Brown.
Tell us about your part you play.
I'm playing Lady Larkin. She is one of, like, the main girls in the show. It's hard to, like, think of things to come up with because I don't want to, like, spoil anything.
I was gonna say, without the spoiler alert.
Because there's a lot of things that, like, happens to her that she's, like, trying to figure out because she can't, like, she has, like, a new challenge that she's trying to work through, and it involves Princess Winifred and stuff and Dauntless, the prince, and her like boyfriend Sir Harry is just kind of going crazy trying to figure out what to do. So
it's a pretty good summation.
Yeah.
Without giving any spoilers.
Yeah.
How many productions is this for you? Quite a few?
Yeah, I've probably done at least about 12 to 15.
Wow. Yeah, anything that they've had, probably since back to junior high, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because I've been going around doing plays, like, at Monmouth College, and I did one at Carl Sandburg.
Wow.
wow. and stuff. So,
I'm guessing this is probably going to be maybe a part of your future, or no? Because I know I talked to you at Solo Ensemble too.
Yeah,
but you can combine your love of music with your love of acting in right. musicals and stuff. Well, good for you. Has this been one of your favorites? Because you've been in a lot. Has this been one? Not that this would make the play not good, but it has been one of your favorites, or no?
Yeah, it's been one of my favorites. I mean, it's also the last show that I'm doing, you know, this year as a senior at the high school. So even though we might try to do something over the summer.
Good. Because you guys normally do one in the summer, right? Good. Mm-hmm. Good deal. All right. Now, who wants to step up and give me the details of the show? The director? All right. You got the details? You want me to give you a sheet with the details? What's going on?
I know it. Okay. So on Friday and Saturday, it's at 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday, we have a matinee at 2. And I believe tickets are $5 for a student and 7 for an adult.
10 for adults.
10 for adults.
Yep.
And then, like, kids under 6 are free.
Yep, you got it.
And just come have fun with us, I guess.
Tickets at the door. You don't have to get anything ahead or anything like that. You can go ahead and mm-hmm. pay at the door when you come in. And it says, also, students, junior high, younger, please be accompanied by an adult.
Yeah.
You don't want kids running wild in there while you guys are putting on your show. Is it ready to go? I mean, you said not quite yet. Got some tweaking to do.
Yesterday we only ran Act One with all the tech, because today this week's Tech Week.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
So we add all the pit, we add all the lights, the mics, all of that. So it was a little rocky because we just all had to learn how to combine.
Sure.
And it changes every time we get together. And so tonight we run Act Two, and then I believe tomorrow we run the full show. And then Thursday's preview night for a family.
Good. You guys all a little nervous or no? I mean, you guys, are you really?
Yeah.
You guys have done this a million times.
But I don't got to be on stage.
That's true. Very true. But, you know, I mean, you guys have done this a million times. It's still nerving. It's still nerve-wracking. I only did two of them, and I was nervous as all get out before I went on. Whatever. Hey, have a great show, all right?
Thank you.
Let me put it this way. Have your usual great show, because you guys do a fantastic job every single time. So, all right. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you.
That is students at Monmouth Roseville, seniors at Monmouth Roseville High School here on The Morning Show. We'll join the news already in progress.